I'm going to do it, Craig. I don't mind this year being recorded, but if I spill my coffee, it's going to be like $1,000. Is there some way we could do this that it shouldn't... What? Yeah, it's going to go like that.
Will it still record?
Yeah. Okay, I want to talk for a few minutes for the new guys in particular about how to prepare a sutra. Up to now, this has been very straightforward, but we're going to be coming into complicated sutras. And, you know, maybe that's neglected an issue. So what exactly are you supposed to do in Seder? How to prepare a sugya that's complicated in order that you should be in the most productive way? Guys who have been here already, guys who are not new, so you've heard this from me, I imagine, many times, but there is a review. But particularly for the new guys, you know, how should you, what should be the strategy to get a handle on a new sugya? So basically, I said already the first day of the Kitzur, but I want to say that maybe more in detail. I believe the way to tackle a sugya, not only the way to tackle a sugya in such a way that, first of all, you'll have a handle on the cheshbon of the sugya, and also that even that your iyun in the sugya will be focused in a productive way, is to begin by making sure that you understand, you know the chakra vitae of the Gemara Rashi Tosfos about that. That's Hasfalos Dover. But that's only the Hasfalos Dover. But in addition, that the Iyun itself should be when you're saying it out about that, not when you're reading the text inside. There's a certain psychological tendency when you're reading the Gemara inside, so you're reading the Gemara and then you just pontificate about it. You know, you start to babble, maybe this, maybe that, what would be in this case, what would be in that case. And you lose sight of the eight ball, which has to be, how does the sugya have to hang together? What are the problems in the sugya? What are the problems that the Rishonim faced in the sugya? How do they deal with it? And all of that, you know, and that's hard work, and you need something that will force you to focus your attention on that rather than get distracted in all kinds of hypotheticals around the sugya or soros, you know, around the sugya. You need to focus something that will bring you into the sugya itself. It's very powerful in that direction. And also very powerful just towards knowing the sugya well, is to put the whole is to focus the learning on, focus the iyun on saying the sugya outside. And I'll explain to you. You go as follows. Let's say you have a sugya, say now we're starting a sugya, and you're doing that today, but maybe if. Well, whatever. Let's say you're starting a sugya here about Vosvei Kozlin and one of these sugyas. So the first thing you do is you read through Gemara Rashi. A chunk, a manageable chunk. Maybe the sugya itself is not so long, so you can read the whole sugya Gemara Rashi. If the sugya is very long, it goes over maybe a whole blat or blat and a half. So a chunk of the sugya. And you do inside Gemara Rashi. And then you speak it out outside. Say it outside, Shakra Tari, what did Gemara ask? What did Gemara answer? How did Rashi explain it? And if you're not sure, if you get stuck, then look inside and see until you're able to do that fluently. If that's the end of the sugya, then you can go on to... If that's it, if the sugya is over, then go over it again. Outside, speak out again. If the sugya continues, this is just your first bite of the sugya, so then go on to the next chunk of the sugya and do that chunk, Gemara Rashi, and speak it out outside. What did Gemara say? What did Gemara answer? What did Gemara answer? How did Rashi explain it? When you finish the whole sugya, then go back to the beginning and speak out the whole thing. Again, Shaka Vitaya Gemara Rashi. Speak it out again from the beginning till the end. Then you go to Tosfos. There's a deeper in Tosfos. If it's a short dibur, a manageable dibur, then do the whole Tosfos inside, and then speak it out outside. You get stuck, look inside. You make sure that you're able to speak out the whole Tosfos, what Tosfos asks, what Tosfos answer. If Tosfos is dealing with some other Gemara, look up that other Gemara, so you make sure you understand clearly what Tosfos exactly is addressing. And if it's a longer Tosfos, then break it up into chunks. You did a little chunk of Tosfos, seems to be a segment. You don't know exactly, you haven't done the Tosfos yet, so you don't know exactly what's the best way to break it up. It doesn't matter what's the best way to break it up. Do a chunk that you think that you can say over. Then you finish that chunk, do the next chunk until you finish the whole Tosfos. Then go back, speak out the whole Tosfos about that. So you have a clarity in Tosfos, then go on to the next dibur. Ideally, now you finish the whole sugya, Gemara Rashi Tosfos. Now speak out the whole thing. Gemara Rashi, speak out the whole thing about that. What did Gemara say? Had Rashi explain the whole sugya? Had Tosfos explain the whole sugya? I mean, you could do this, you know, you could obviously, like Lego, you could keep by adding segments as much as you want. So that's, first of all, so if you do that, then you'll have a very, you'll remember the sugya. come into Shir, and you'll have a very clear picture of the sugis. That all by itself is a neches, and you'll carry it around with you. You're in the middle of your chemistry class to be able to think about the sugis. And yeah, I don't know if that's desirable or not, but I don't know if that's funny or not. But anyway, oh, in the middle. But you'll carry around the sugi with you. And Chazal have a rule that Nefesh Amela Omel Boy, if a person's Omel in Torah, then even when he's not actually being Omel in Torah, when he's not being Omel, the Torah is Omel for him. Meaning, if you're learning the sugi well, Vamelos, you would make some kind of kinyan in the sugi, then even when you're not thinking about it consciously, subconsciously, it's in your mind. And your mind is, if it's really done well, if you're really in the sugya during, if you have a clear picture of the sugya, then even when you're not consciously thinking about it, it's fermenting in your mind. Next thing you come to it, maybe you'll have new ideas. In addition, so when it comes to Iyun, the best place, the best time to be ma'ayin in the sugya, meaning the best time to think about the sugya in Svara, and if I understand it, and do I have a question on it, and how does this, and is the beginning of the sugya shtim with the end, and has, is Rashi l'shitasa, is there still all of the issues that one would have in Iyun, the best time to the place to do the Iyun most productively is when you're saying it over a Baal Peh. This has to do with what I started to say before. If you're just reading the word inside the page and you start in your ma'ayin, it's not as powerful. But the kumulus is just experience shows. The best time to do the Iyun is while you're saying the Shakya Tari over a Baal Peh. After you have it, speak out the Gemara again, Shakla Tari about that, and as you're doing it, think about it. See if you have any questions about it. Does everything really hang together? Is there a problem? Is there something here to think about? Is there something that's not exactly jiving? Or maybe jiving very well? And so on. Because by doing it at the same time that you're saying it over about that, it forces you to focus your attention on how everything hangs together. And you're on a higher mental alert for the structure of the sugya. And that's really where your Iyun needs to be, especially at the beginning of the sugya. It's on the structure of the sugya. So this is a very, very powerful tool. It's a powerful tool for Bikias. It's a very powerful tool for Iyun. And if you're not sure what to do in Seder at any point, you're not sure what I should be doing right now, the best thing to do is, so don't go over to the shelf and pick out some Sefer at random and say, well, what does he have to say on the sugya? But the best thing that you could do, if you're not sure what to do in Seder, you have more things to look up, so fine. But if you're finished, you don't know what to do, what should we do now? The best thing to do, speak out the sugi again. Speak out the taisus again. And each time you'll see that kozman shim mash mishpim, leitzim tam, you'll find, every time you do it, you'll find some new, deeper understanding, some new, deeper havana. It's a very, very powerful tool for later on when you can do shortcuts, but and it's not even so desirable later on, but I do shortcuts because I don't have time to do all this all the time. But I suppose this is the right way to do it. And this is what I recommend. Okay, let's go on. Yes, we didn't worry about Chai v'chal behema. Just one hour before we leave that sugya. Came out. The Gemara said that if it only said v'shilach es be'iro, I might have thought if I only had the mission of. If they only had the mission about the mission would have only said Shen Behema, I wouldn't necessarily have known Shen Chaya, because I would have said maybe Be'iru means a Behema, not a Chaya. So I need the mission to tell me, no, even Chayas, because Chaya Chal Behema. Rashi learns that it means that Chaya Chal Behema, that the word Behema means Chaya too. Rashi learns it's special Zer Shavu, Mishabas, Behema, Mishabas, that whatever it says Behema, it means not only Chaya, not only Behema, but it means Chayas Vayfis as well. So the Chayim have a kasha. You have to know if it's how much is a kasha. But the Chayim has a kasha. But we're in Abdalid. The Lord talks about Abdi Ramosoi, Sheiziku. Why aren't you Chayim? It's also Mayna Sheizik, Eben Kanani. Somebody's Eben Kanani is Mazik, so you're a potter. So why are you, the Gemara is done, why are you potter? So the Gemara says, after all, it's Mimoni Shehizik. If you chai for Mimoni Shehizik, so why shouldn't we chai for Abdi Vamosi Shehizik? It's a mission of the end of Yadayim. The Gemara isn't quoted explicitly from the Farish, but Taisus sends you to the mission of the end of Yadayim, where the Tztukim said to the Chachomim, Chayblum Anach, Chayblum Anu Alecha Pushim, we have tainus on your logical inconsistency. that you say that for a behemah shehiziku, first the owner is chayev, and for an eved v'amel shehiziku, the owner is potul. You should be more responsible for your eved and your amel than your chayev to make sure they do mitzvahs and so on, than you should be for your behemahs. So the chacham answered that the eved v'amel, there's a special reason why you're potul, because shem yachin tenu rabbi ve'elach v'yisuf kadisha shel chaver, the eved v'amel, if the oven would be chayev for their hezek, so maybe the eved will be angry at the oven and will go burn down somebody's million-dollar barn. And the Odin is going to have to pay the bill. So therefore, the Torah parted the Odin from the Hezekim of the Eved and the Amun. But the Gemara in Daftalah quotes it. So the Chayim may ask, seems that without this special reason, I would have thought that Eved and Amun Shiziku are Chayiv. How can they be Chayiv? Even a Chayiv, we don't know that it will be Chayiv, because it says Behema. I wouldn't even have known that a Chayiv Shiziku is Chayiv, except that we have a Rebbe Chayiv Achal Behema. So Eved and Amun for sure have Achal Behema. So where's how could they be? Why do we need a special reason? Shami and Tener Rabbi, of course they're potter. They're not even a chayav will be potter, even a oif will be potter, except there's a special ribui of chayav b'chal b'hem. So Evram, of course, they're potter. This is the kasha Achronim is. So it's not so clear that this is really a kasha at all. The Chazanish, the Baba Kama, and Sim Gimel at the beginning, Chazanish says that it's not a kasha altogether. The Gemara doesn't mean that there's a mute for Evram b'am. Avada, Torah said Behema, and even Chayu we need a read before, and of course Eved V'amel, they don't have a Rebbe, so they're Potter. The Mishnah Yedayim is just saying, why did the Torah pat Eved V'amel? Like, what's the Rotz in our Torah over here? Talking to the Sukkim, said this your understanding of the Torah doesn't make any sense. The Chacham said, no, the logic of the Torah is that Torah only was because of Shem Yachin Tenor Rabbah. No, it's not like there was really a pasuk that we should be mechayev eved v'amel, but now we have some extra svar that maybe the rabbanon or some extra, tikkun. The Torah taka only said behema and chayev echal behema. The Torah said behema and chayev. The Torah didn't say eved v'amel. That's how we know eved v'amel not chayev, because the Torah didn't say eved v'amel. It only said chayev echal behema. But hagufu, what's trapping the Torah? Why did the Torah say it that way? So that's what the Chazon Ish deals with the kasha. Maybe the kasha is kloy hoyo. But others take this kasha more seriously. Yeah? We don't really care if it's a kasha on the stukim.
I know, but why would the stukim ask the chachamim? It's just as much a question on the stukim as on the chachamim.
No, they held Eved V'amel. They held Eved V'amel archai.
But if it says it in the Torah of the God, so then shouldn't the stukim also?
I don't know. They went with their logic. They looked at the stukim. That's the shah. Kapanin, we're not so archai for whatever. But others take this kasha more seriously. So there's a teretz that's out there in the world, in the yeshivish, in the raid, that I want to share with you. Again, the kasha itself is not so terrible. Chazanish could be as Chazanish has a point. Look at the Gemara Daftalad also, you see. The Gemara is busy with the context of the Gemara Daftalad. The Gemara wants to know, why can't you win that Karen from Sheng? Why need the, what's going there in the Atzara Shavashkan? So why can't we learn out each out from the other? So we need Karen, let's learn out from Sheng. So the Gemara says, no, I would have thought that Malakaren, here's some more. So I would have thought that maybe Karen, since it's Kavanos Lahazik, maybe you're not Chayav. So that doesn't make any sense the other way around. Kavanos Lahazik is a Chumun out of Kula. So I said, but I would have said the Midi Dehavia Ebba Amo. Their Kavanos Lahazik and the Torah patted them. So I would have said, oh, you see, Kavanos Lahazik is a Ptur. So now the Gemara says back, no, there is time a rabbi, Ispe Shem Yachin Tenu Rabbi. But the details aren't so don't have to concern us. But the issue in that Gemara is not, how do I know Eved V'amel Potter? The issue in that Gemara is, given Eved V'amel Potter, how much is that a limit to Karen, and how much can I extrapolate from there elsewhere? The Gemara says, no, you can't extrapolate from Eved V'amel elsewhere because there's a time a rabbi, Ispe. So it stems very well with the Chazon Ish. The Gemara is not being done. Why are Eved V'amel Potter? Eved V'amel Potter because it doesn't say that the Chayav. It only says behema and chayev echal behema. The Gemara is busy with something else. Given that Eved V'amel Potter, because the Torah wasn't mechayev them. But what can we extrapolate from that? Maybe we can extrapolate Karen should also be Potter. No, I'm a rabbi ispe. So the Chazon Ish could be as Chazon Ish is fine. There's nothing wrong with the Chazon Ish of Shach and the Gemara. But nonetheless, maybe not so much for this kasha, but just to know the svar, because the svar may be important later on. This raid. That's it. This raid to answer the kasha as follows. Maybe before I tell you the raid, I'll add something else. The Rambam, when he brings this halacha, Shem Yachin Tenu Rabbi, and the Rambam is mashed, but it really is a time. The Rambam brings the reason of Shem Yachin Tenu Rabbi. The Rambam brings that to that reason. If the Chaznisu, in a way, maybe this already is a complaint against the Chaznisu. If the Chaznisu is right, that the Gemara is not addressing why Eved V'Ama Potter. Eved V'Ama Potter, because it doesn't say that they're Chayiv. The Torah said Behema, and Chayiv V'Chal Behema, and that's where it stops. And it doesn't say that Eved V'Ama Chayiv, so of course they're Potter. The Gemara is just explaining, or the Mishnah is just explaining, you know, like the time of the crop. Like, what's the rationale for the Torah that it was only, that it wasn't Mechayev Eved V'Ama? For Shem Yachim Tener Ama. If the Chaznish was right, if that was the whole story, then why would the Rambam bring the reason of Shem Yachim Tener Ama? But the fact that the Rambam brings, that's not the derech of the Rambam to tell me time of the crop. And the fact that the Rambam says the reason of Shem Yachim Tener Rabbi, smashma that the Rambam held that's a really a serious reason. That we need the reason of Shem Yachim Tener Rabbi, otherwise he would be chayav for Eved V'Ama. You know, if Melech Rambam would have said it in the Mar Nebuchim, so far that's the time of the crop. But the Rambam says it in the Yad. He says the Eved V'Ama the Odin is not chayav for the hezek of Eved of Abdei V'Amosoi, because otherwise maybe he'll go and he'll be that's Nezikin. Yeah. Otherwise, maybe he'll go in and yeah, contend the rabbi and so on. It sounds like without that he would really be chayav. That's like a little bit. That sounds not so much like the Chazanish. Also, what's really amazing about the Rambam is that the Rambam brings this din of Shemiyak contend the rabbi. This svara rather Shemiyak contend the rabbi. He doesn't bring it by Abdi Ve'amosei Sheheziku. The Mishnah Yadayim and the Gemara Davdala are talking about Abdi Ve'amosei that they went and they were Mazik. The Rambam brings it by an Eved and an Amma who stole. And the Rambam says it's in Perek Beis of Hilchos Gneiva. So the Rambam brings this din of Shem Yachim Tener Rabbi. Again, it sounds not the Chazanish. That really he ought to be chayav. But the reason why he's potter is because the Odin can't be shomer him, because he may go out deliberately and try to get the Odin in trouble. But the Rambam brings it not like Abi Eved Shehizik, but like Abi Eved Shegonav. So that's even more astounding. Why would I think that if an Eved stole, maybe if an Eved was Mazik, so I would have thought we should learn that from Shor. You know, we have this question, how can we learn that from Shor? Here it says Behema, Chayav Bechal Behema, a person's not Bechal Behema. But even if we got past that hurdle, but the parsha of Momen Amazik is by Momen Amazik. We never found the parsha in the Torah. You can look to all about Mimoni Shiganov. Right? There's no parsha in the Torah about Shoyri Shiganov. There's a parsha in the Torah of, you know, Karen Shem. There's nothing about Shegonu. So where would I get from? Where would I extract some kind of chiyuv of Eved Va'Amo Shegonu that if not for the sorrow of Shemi, I can tell the rabbi, I would have said that he's chayav for the geneva of his Eved. Where would that come from? That's like twice. That's just a problem of Chayav V'Chal Behema. Even if you could learn that Odin from Behema, but only the things that it says by Behema, it doesn't say anything about a Behema that's stopped. So the rate is, I don't know who's the author of this Svar, but the Svar itself has a wide application in Bava Kama. The rate is that in Momen HaMazik, or in Ovis Nezik in general, we can really distinguish two different ideas. There's one idea, well, by all the Ovis and Zikin, Karen, Shane, Regal, and Bora, there's one idea that it has a Shem Mazik. And it's called a Mazik that I have to, it's called, it's, it has a Shem, it has a Shem Mazik. The this is my mazik, and I have to. So Shane is a shame mazik, and Karen is a shame mazik. That's number one. Number two is also an idea that I am responsible for my that I am responsible for my mazikim. That the Odin is responsible for his mum and sheizik. Two different things. So Lashul, if I would not have known the chaya b'chal behema, I would have thought that Shen Chaya is potter. It's not the pshat that he's less responsible for Shen Chaya than he is for Shen behema. Why should he be less responsible for one than the other? I would have thought Shen Chaya doesn't have a Shen Mazik. For whatever reason, I don't know why, but I would have thought Shen Chaya doesn't have a Shen Mazik. The Torah says Shen behema has a Shen Mazik. The Torah didn't say that there's a Shen Mazik of Shen Chaya. So that needs a pasuk Chaya b'chal behema to tell me that Shen Chaya also has a Shen Mazik. I would have thought, I would have said Shem Behema is a different Maisa Hezek than Shem Chaya. It's probably anyway true that Shem Behema is a different kind of, that the Shem Behema is a different kind of Mazik, a different Sur of Hezek than Shem Chaya. I would have said, for the Sur is a Mazik of Shem Behema, that the Torah called a Mazik, that a Mazik that's Mechayev. Shem Chaya, the Torah didn't give that a Shem Mazik. So I need to read with Chaya Mechal Behema that it has a Shem Mazik. Once it has a Shem Mazik, that I'm responsible for my Mazikim, that's the general rule, that I'm responsible for my Mazikim, that all of the Mazikim have in common. By Eved Shehizik, or Eved Shegonav even for that matter, I don't need a new Pasha to tell me that he has a Shem Mazik. He has a Shem Mazik anyway. What's his Shem Mazik? He has a Shem Mazik. I don't need to give him a new Shem Mazik. Eved Shegonav even. He has a Shem Mazik. What's the Shem Mazik of an Eved Shehizik? Is he Keren? Is he Shor? Is he Bor? What's the Shem Mazik of an Eved Shehizik? Odom HaMazik. He's Odom HaMazik. We know that Odom HaMazik is one of the Ovas Nezikin, one of the Chavdal of the Nezikin. So say Odom HaMazik. The Torah said a Pasha of Chayvel B'Chaveroi and Makah Behemo. We know there's a Pasha of Odom HaMazik. The issue by Avdo is, so I don't need, no, yeah, of course Chai is not, only Chai is B'chal Behema, Odom is not B'chal Behema. That's where I don't know if Shen Chai has a Shem Mazik at all. So I need the Torah to tell me, Chai B'chal Behema, Shen Chai also has a Shem Mazik. Eved Shehizik, I don't need the Torah to tell me that it has a Shem Mazik. He has a Shem Mazik ready at hand. He's Odom HaMazik, there's a passion in the Torah of Odom HaMazik. There the Nidon is, not does he have a Shem Mazik, there the Nidon is the Odin responsible for his Mazik? That doesn't need Chai B'chal Behema. That's the general rule that Mimoin Chosh, like the Mishnah says, Kol Shechavti B'Shemroso, Yesharti is Niskot, where anything that in my moment Shehizik, I have to watch my moment. If my moment is Mazik, the Torah said that I'm responsible for my Mazik. That doesn't need a limit of Chai B'chal Behema. So I would have thought Eved Amash should be the same thing. He's an Odom HaMazik. Shem Mazik he has. He's an Odom HaMazik. Elamai, why should I be responsible? Of course I should be responsible. He's Mimoni Shehizik. I should be watching him that he shouldn't go out and be Mazik. So there I need a Sfar. Shem Yachintan Rabbi. And Rabbi interprets that to mean, Shem Yachintan Rabbi, you can't watch him because he's going to deliberately go out and try to get you in trouble. So the Torah can't be Matal Dar Achrayas on the Odom. Atkan, this one. So again, clapping the particular question, well, it's good, and the Rambam is very strong. So that's why the Rambam holds it's relevant even to Eved Shegonav. Because Eved Shegonav also has a Shem Mazik. There's a parashat of the Torah, Ganav. Ganav is one of the Chaval of his Nezikin. So he already has a Shem Mazik. The issue again, the Rambam, maybe that's why the Rambam gave me the case of Eved Shegonav rather than Eved Shehizik. So even though that's not what the Gemara is talking about, that's not what the Mishnah is talking about, the Rambam is bringing out the point. The point is not to tell me that he has a Shem Mazik. It's not a Shem Mazik of Shor HaMazik. Of course he's not. He's not a Shor. He's not a Chai. He's not a Behem. He's not a Chaya. He's an Odom. The Torah, but they're out. That's not the point. Here we're not even talking about that. We're talking about he's a Ganav. The point is, but why should the Odom, maybe the Odom should be Chaya from a Mani Shehizik? The Rambam, Shem Yechim, turn around. Anyway, that's the word. The main reason I'm sharing it with you is, first of all, Shalatzmai, but also because this distinction between these two ideas, the Shem Mazik, and the fact that the Odin is Chayev for his mom and Shehizik, that distinction will be maybe useful later on. Okay, let's go on to the Gemara. Tanya. Tanu Rabbanu. Behemi wears the halach kedarko the Shabbat. Like it says in our Mishnah. So apparently all of these things are called, they're not seres. These are all called, it's all called Hezekah de Gufa. Sunkhus says, Rashi gives me the French for Ukuf, Shlif, Masi Shivan Tachos of Matsufin. Matsufin is also kind of saddled there. Anyway, Sunkhus Aimer, Sveris, Bechazir Shoyanoiva, Bashbi, Behizik, Mashal, and Mezik Shalom. So we'll see what that's about in a second. Whereas his pshita, Chazir was noiv and was masik, so of course he chayv. Why shouldn't he be chayv? Ela ema hit his vizik, mishalam nesik shol. Vek matzores mandoch hashmai. Why is Sukkos talking about tzores? Chacham didn't say anything about tzores. So he mechsei rochik toni. Tzores ki yuchay chatzi nesik. Regular tzores ki yuchay is chatzi nesik. The Chazir shol yenoiv v'ashbo v'hit his vizik, which is also tzores, mishalam chatzi nesik. Sumchus leim et tzores v'chazir shol yenoiv v'ashbo v'hit his vizik, mishalam nesik sholem. Sumchus doesn't hold from the halacha which we see now of tzeres. What does Rashi say? Hit is down tzeres. Sumchus less than hilchus of the chatzin ezek tzeres. El nezek shalom sirulei. Noibir bechaitmai. Tzeres ki yuchai klaimer. Afakav di yuchai lahat is tzeres. Even though it's urchei. Like Rashi in the Mishnah, tzeres is urchei. Mishalom chatzin ezek. Kine mefarash the tamei di hilchus of mirima. Bechen chazir ha noibir umat is tzeres bechaitmai. Having nami kitzeris the regal, the chomashu koychei b'lei gufei kori tzeris. So there's a need in here in the Tumah. What's the chiddush of chazir? What is chazir? Why is chazir over here get special mention? It says tzeris is chatzin ezek. So what is the tosefus of the tzeris kiruchayu and chazir shel yenoi reba ashba? That's just another case of tzeris kiruchayu. What's the point? So in Rashi's meduyim that the chiddush of chazir shel yenoi ver. How does it sound to you in Rashi? What is the Rashi sort of addresses that? The chen chazir anoyv v'umat tzoris bechaytmei havinami ketzoris deregel. The chomashu koychiv v'legufi kori tzoris. The pashat ha'mashmoyis in Rashi is that what's the chiddush of chazir? What does it sound like in Rashi?
Turtles of the shin.
What? Turtles of the shin. So Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi, Tosis is going to say that. But if that's what Rashi wanted to say, that's how maybe we take the way we should do Tosis first. Tosis Taka says, "Mamish that." Taisa says, "Noibu ba'ashmu yichasmen echazim yar betayimin yinugrine." We have a gap. The Tana says the regel, "Ashmin and says the shed." The Hanasa called it. It's chazir. Noibu ba'ashmu. He's doing the Hanasa. He's looking for food. He's foraging for food. That's what noibu means. He's foraging. So that's shame, says Taisa. So who says tzoris? Who says shame has tzoris? Normally we think of tzoris as regel. The Gemara in the first parashah says tzoris is told in the regel. The Tosfos says no. It's not only tzoris to regel. The tzoris to shame too. Shame also could have tzoris, and that's the chiddush of chazir. Rashi, if that's what Rashi meant to say, then the ikur is chaser in Rashi. He should have said that chazir is hanot. In fact, he's doing with his nose, with his chaytum. That's nothing to do with whether it's shame or whether it's regel. The mashmoyis in Rashi, I think I'm not going to make it deal. The mashmoyis in Rashi is that Rashi holds that the chiddush of chazir hanoyver is that he's doing with his nose and not with his foot. Because I would have thought tzoris, the regular tzoris, is that he's matis baragli. Here he didn't wasn't matis baragli, he was matis with his nose. Look, my no hands. Maybe that's not called tzoris. Maybe tzoris is only if he does it with his foot. So it says over here, no, it doesn't matter what he does. He could do it with his foot, he could do it with his nose, he could do it with his, whatever he's matis tzoris with, that goes into the halacha of tzoris. That's all, that's the whole chiddush of chazir hanoyver. The mashmoyis and Rashi is that it's not an issue of tzoris to shame. So the is, why did Rashi not say, like, Taisit Chor, Taisit the Pastus? This is a case of shame, Chor, he's doing well, I'll say, Chor, maybe, so Rashi should have said that. Why did Rashi eschew Tosis's chat? So Yechelana Leimer could say maybe Poshut. That Rashi holds that this is not called shame. Because even though he's presumably being Doiver Lahanasi, he's looking for food, but he's not Nene from the Hezek. Normally Shane, if the behemoth is Nene from the Hezek itself, he eats the thing up and that's the Hanok. Over here, he's not Nene at all from the Hatoza Seris. He's looking for food, but he's not Nene from the Hatoza Seris. So maybe that's not called Shane altogether. And there is such a sorry Shane, the Moshul, by Atalas Golem. We're going to talk about it again today, which we spoke about Atalas Golem. We're going to come to it. We're going to talk about it now, too. By Atalas Golem, the Mishnah says in Daf Gimel, the Gemara says in Daf Gimel, that Toldo the Shen is tin for Paris Lana also. So some Mishnah winner in Chanal, the story of Chanal, they learned that it means Atalas Golem. So the Shita brings from Arash that he says Atalas Golem is not shame because even though the Behemah has Anor, it has Anor from the Atalas Golem because it's relieving itself, but it doesn't have Anor from the town after Paris. Could go down, it could have used the toilet just as well. It would have had the same Anor. So the Tinfa Paris doesn't have an Anor from. That's not called Shen. Shen is with Anor from the Tinuf of the Paris. So maybe that's what Rashi holds also. Maybe Rashi holds Chazir Anover is not even shame. So right, it can't be Chiddush of Tzoris to Shane. It's not shame. Maybe Chazir HaNoiver is not shame. That could be. But that's the issue. That's why Rashi doesn't learn like Tosis. Yeah, this is probably not true. There's better reasons why Rashi doesn't learn like Tosis. We'll see in a second. Also, there is a Rashi that Memala from the base, which we're not going to talk about now, but it's going to be Rashi. We're going to have to talk about it at one point. There's a Rashi in Shosh Nogach, and I'm not finding it in a second, I'll find it. Rashi talks about a case where a behemoth sees some grass that it wants to eat, and it's trying to go over to eat the grass, and it falls into a bar. So Rashi calls that shame. Since it was trying to get to the grass, when it fell into the bar, it killed someone. So Rashi calls that a case, or it went down or something. Rashi calls that a case of shame. The behemoth has no hanor from smashing the person down below, he has no hanor from falling into the pit. It was trying to get at some grass. Rashi calls that shame. Yeah, I have to find the Rashi inside. But a kopanim, that's clear, that's not like the Rash. So by Rashi's own lights, the Chazir HaNoiver is trying to get to the food, ought to be shame. So then we're back to square one. So why did Rashi not learn like Tosis? But then this is an obvious reason why Rashi didn't learn like Tosis. Rashi Yudches. What?
By shame.
Right. because this goes to the Rashi that we already saw in Daf Yudches Amud Beis. We saw Rashi Yudches Amud Beis brought the Gemara says Itila Galolam is Tzoris. Gemara in Yudches Amud Beis says the case of Tzoris is Itila Galolam. So Rashi brings Rabbeinu Chananel. He doesn't quote it. He doesn't say that it's Rabbeinu Chananel, but we know it's Rabbeinu Chananel in the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel said that Itila Galolam. Rabbeinu Chananel in the Gemara said Itila Galolam is a total of Shem. And it's Chayav Nezek Sholem. Because that's the Ferish in Gemara Gimel. Gemara Dav Gimel says, told us Shen Mayniu, and one of them is Tin for Peres Lana also, which Rabbeinu Chananel learns how to tell us Gololim. And the Gemara says, the Ferish told the same Kayetzibe, and Maishtel told us that Yeshano Lezekin, and the Abbas Yeshano Lezekin, and they're all the same Chayav Nezek Sholem. So it's a Ferish in Gemara Dav Gimel that Tin for Peres Lana also is Nezek Sholem, but Rabbeinu Chananel says that means how to tell us Gololim. But the Gemara says in Dafin Chesem and Beis that how to tell us Gololim is Tzoris, it's only Chatzin Nezek. So what is Rabbeinu Chananel going to do with the Gemara Daf Yechesem and Beis? Says Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel Koch is going to have to say that the Gemara that on Yechesem and Beis that says the Talos Golom is Tzoris, that's where the vein is Mishul Shelos, it doesn't have any Hanok. So if there's no Hanok, then it's not Shein, then it could be Tzoris. But at Talos Golom where the vein has Hanok, because it won't be Matal Golom, it'll be Mitzdar, that's called the Hanok, so that's already a Tol of Shen. And if it's a Tol of Shen, then it's not Tzoris, then it's Nezek Sholom. So Rashi disagrees. Rashi says, no, Rabbeinu Chananel is wrong. It doesn't matter. All Hatolos Golem is Tzoris. And because it's Tzoris, it's not Shem. And therefore, it's Chatzin Nezek. It's Regal, because Tzoris, by definition, is a Tol of Regal, not a Tol of Shem. And therefore, it's going to be Chatzin Nezek regardless. And the Gemara in Daf Gimel that says that Tol of the Shem is Tin for Peres Lana also is not talking about Hatolos Golem, which is Tzoris. It's talking about the animals rolling around on the fruit, which has nothing to do with Tzoris. That's a Tol of Shem. But Hatolos Golem, since it's Tzoris, by definition, it's not Shem. So, you see that both Rabbeinu Chananel and Rashi share the assumption that it can't be Tzoris and Shem at the same time. Not like Tosis. Tosis by us says, Shem also has Tzoris. There's Tzoris the regal, and there's Tzoris the Shem. According to Tosis, Hatolos Golem could be a told of Shem, it'll still be Tzoris. It'll be Tzoris the Shem. Yeah, that can't be the Gemara in Abgimel. The Gemara in Abgimel that says that Tin for Peres Lana Osos is a Tol Hashem can't mean Tzoris Hashem, because the Gemara this is the Peres is Nezek Sholem. It's Tol Hashem Kayetzibet. So fine, Tosh will have to say like Rashi. It means that it was rolling around on the Peres. But in the Lomdash issue, we have here basically three opinions. Shitas HaTosfos is that there's Tol to the Regel, there's Tzoris of Regel, and just like the Tzoris of Regel, is Tzoris of Shem. So for Behema, Chazi Arnoiver, it's Shem, because it's going after Lana also. That's how it happened, it was Lana also. But it's Tzoris, so it's Tzoris to Shem. And Tzoris to Shem is also Chatzin Nezek. Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel both hold that that's an oxymoron. There's no such thing as Tzoris to Shem. Tzoris is Regal. Regal has Tzoris. There's no such thing as Tzoris to Shem. Where they differ is that when you have something that is a candidate for Tzoris, but it's also a candidate for Shem, like Hatolos Golem, one is Yeshano Lezeka, but on the other hand, it's Tzoris. So which box do you put it in? Rabbeinu Chananel says, well, then it's Shein, and if it's Shein, it can't be Tzoris. And Rashi says, no, forget. It's Tzoris, and if it's Tzoris, then it can't be, then it's not Shein, then it's Regel. But they both agree it can't possibly be both. The Emes passes in the Gemara in the beginning of the parak. It's like Rashi and Rabbeinu Chananel. The Gemara in Daf Gimel, the Gemara in Daf Beis Gimel, the whole sugya of the Gemara saying, "To the same, the Gemara says, 'Midechatani always Mechal Dikot told us, to the same Kliyesim Olav Kliyesimim.' So to the Omer, 'Papa Yeshven Kliyesimim, Yeshven Olav Kliyesimim.' So then the Gemara spends a whole two black trying to find out which of the told us are the Kliyesimim, which of the told us are the Olav Kliyesimim. And goes to all the told us in the world, says they're all Kliyesimim, they're all exactly the same as the oldest. Elakikatani Rapapa Aregel, because the told of Regel is Tzoris. And Tzoris is not Kayetzibay of the Av. So, L'chora, that's good according to Rashi Ben Hanadol. Regel has a total of Tzoris. So, Rapopo was talking about Regel. That's the Lashon in the world in the Gemara Beis. Ki Ka'om Rapopo told the Regel. So, we told the Regel. We just said told the Regel is also Kayetzibay. No, the Chatzin is a Tzoris still Sugmirua. So, according to Rashi and Menachem, yeah, it's only told to the regal. There's no choice, it's unique to regal. So, Kik Omer Apopa told to the regal. But according to Tosis, why does the Gemara have to say Rav Papa is talking about Tolda the Rebbe? Rav Papa could be talking about Tolda the Shem too, namely Tzoras the Shem. So the Chacham Yishayim asked the Kasha, the Shita asked the Kasha. Why does the Papa have to be talking about Tolda the Rebbe? He could be talking, as much as he's talking about Tzoras the Rebbe, he could be talking about Tzoras the Shem. So otherwise, the Shita says, I forget the name of whom, he says, Echanami, could have said that also, but usually Tzoras is told to the Rebbe, so the Gemara says, Kikamar Papa told to the Rebbe. But in the Chanami, the Gemara doesn't mean it that it's to the exclusion of other kinds of tzoras. This Tolda the Regal, this tzoras the Regal, and this tzoras the Shem, and so on. And Rashi and Rebbeinu Chananel learned that Gemara Kipshutay Luchar, that there's no such thing as Tolda the Shem, there's only Tolda the Regal. There's no such thing as tzoras the Shem, there's only tzoras the Regal. The emphasis, and here we need to have a more, start to have a more sophisticated grasp of the Cheshbon. The Rashi and Dafyut Chesem and Beis really has to be located in a broader context. This has to do with the Sugya of Tzoras, which is not really going to get into until after Yom Kippur. But I'll start to show you now what's going on. So we should be able to talk about it. There's a Gemara Dafyut Chesem and Beis. The Gemara says, the second line in the Chesem and Beis. The Gemara says, "Hokam Miflugi." The what comes before doesn't have to concern us right this second. The Hokam Miflugi. Anyway, the kids said there's a bayah of Rova. Yeah, we don't have to. Rova had a bayah. Is there such a thing as hadol becoming a muad by tzoras? So what does it mean? What's Rova's bayah exactly? It's a bayah to lo yivshut. Can tzoras become a muad? So what's the pshat in this bayah? So there's two lashonis in Rashi. In fact, there's two lashonis in Rashi throughout the whole sugya, Yudches, Yutes, all the sugyas of Tzoras, with the bias of Tzoras, consistently throughout the Rashi, there's two Maduras of Rashi. Here it's Beferish, and our printed Rashis, both Maduras are on the surface. Some of the other Gemaras, in the printed Rashi, it doesn't say both versions of Rashi. In the Frankel Baba Kama, in the back, when they say in the Shinui Gersois, there they have, the whole sugya, they have different, all the different manuscripts, the different Nuschais of Rashi, and it emerges very clearly that throughout the whole sugya, in a way starting maybe even here by Chazir HaNoibra, although it's not so on the surface, but to the whole sugya later on of Tzoras, Yudches, Yutes, there's two Lashonis in Rashi throughout, and it's two global visions of the whole sugya. Right now is where it's going to first start being relevant to us. Rashi, in the second version, we'll start with the second version, the Lishna Basra, because that's more simple. Rashi in the Lishna Basra learns that the case is regular Tzoras. Bahem is walking around, it's Matas Tzoras, and Yechayev Chatzinez, it turns to Yechayev Chatzinez. And the Gemara wants to know if it happened three times, and it was Vahuad Babolov three times, does the Behema become a Muad Tzoras, that from now on Tzoras will be Nezek Shalom? That's how Rashi learns in the Lishna Basra, and that's how Tosfos learns. That's the simplest problem of Yesh Hadol Tzoras means Kipshutoi. If a behemoth was Matiz Tzoras and Mazik three times, and it was Vod Bibolov, does now the behemoth become a Muad Tzoras, and from now on Tzoras will become Nezek Shalom? By analogy, obviously, to Keren. Keren, after three times, becomes a Muad. So it's Chatzin, and the Chatzin Nezek goes up to Nezek Shalom. So maybe it's Tzoras, Chatzin Nezek, after three times it goes up to Nezek Shalom. That's Rashi and Lishna Basra. Rashi himself asks on that Lishna Basra. He says, in Svara, what sense does that make? He says, Mele, I understand by Keren. The Pshat is Keren is Mishunah. It's not the nature of the behemoth to do it. So therefore, the Baal are not so responsible. After three times, it becomes the nature of the behemoth. So there, I understand the concept of Mu'ud. But Chatzin Nezek Tzoras, it's not Chatzin Nezek, it's not the nature of the behemoth to be Matiz Tzoras. What behemoth is there? Why is it not the nature of the behemoth to be Matiz Tzoras? Tzoras is potter because it's a Hilchos HaGemirah, the Tzoras is potter. What difference does it make if you're what difference could it possibly make if you did it three times? What has become more murmul? So Rashi remains with the question. That's Rashi's problem with the Lishna Basra. And Taisha says that it's not a kasha. This doesn't elaborate. It's not a kasha. Just like there's mu'ud by Karen, there's mu'ud by Tzeres. Yeah, that needs a hesber. What's the logic of such a thing? The Kitzin Nimrus, we'll worry about it when we get to it. The Kitzin Nimrus, it seems to be that this, according to this Lashon Rashi, according to Taisha's, mu'ud is not only, the concept of Abdo is not only to give the behemoth, to say that the behemoth has the teva of being a nakhim. Mu'ud is also a suggeris hakosim. And, there's rise to that. But a component, that's the Lashon of Basin Rashi. The Lashon of Kama of Rashi, learns that that's for sure, there's not just thing as mu'ud by tzeres. Tzeres three times becomes a mu'ud. Mu'ud is a, Abdo is a keren concept. The Gemara's question is by yesh by tzuris that were mishunah. The behemoth was matir tzuris in a way that was mishunah. It kicked the tzuris, so that's called tzuris that are mishunah. And the question is, says Rashi, do I label that tzuris? In which case, it's a told of regel, and since it's a told of regel, so what does it have to do with becoming a mu'ud? And it's tzeres. And tzeres, you could do tzeres from today till tomorrow. Just like regular tzeres, you could do it a million times. It's still tzeres. So just because it did it in a way that was mishunah, but since it's tzeres, it's regel. And it's the reason why it's chatzin ezek is just because it's chatzin ezek tzeres. It's regular tzeres. And you could do it one time, two times, 10 times. It's going to be the same chatzin ezek tzeres. Oy Dilma, maybe no, since it was mishunah, so it becomes keren. And it's not tzeres anymore, but now it's keren. And then it's a regular case of keren. Three times becomes a mu'ud. And that's the bias that's not nifsh. In this Lishna Kama Rashi, we see this idea of Rashi that we saw in the Yuchesim base, that there's that Tzuris is unique to Redel. To the extent that it's Tzuris, it's not Karen. To the extent that it's Karen, it's not Tzuris. And that Gufa is the bias of the Gemara. Tzuris, when the Mishunah, does it still remain regal? Since it's shoris, it's regal? Then there's no hadah. Or do I say, no, now it's keren, and it's not shoris anymore, and now already there will be hadah. So, you should be wondering, we just saw Rashi by Yud Chesem and Beis, by Shane, who says emphatically that once it's Tzuris, it's not Shane. And here, this Tchor is a very similar phenomenon. You know, there you have Tzuris of Shane, and here you have Tzuris of Karen. By Tzuris of Shane, Rashi said, no question about it, Tzuris of Shane, it's Tzuris with Zanol Ezeko, it's Tzuris, and therefore it's not Shane. Now it seems to be a bayin in the Gemara. You have tzeres and mishunah, and the Gemara is not so sure. Is it tzeres? Then there's no adam. Then it's not karen. Then there's no adam. Or maybe it's karen, and then it's not tzeres, and then there is adam. So isn't there a steer over here? So the answer is that if you look through the Gemara very carefully in the Chesed and Beis, you go through the whole Shach Levitaya, you'll see that in the situation where it's holding inside the Shach Levitaya, the Rashi in Chesem Beis that I told you about is going on that side of Rava's Bayah that Ein Hadol L'Tzeres. That Tzeres is regal and not carried, and therefore there's no Hadol. We don't have to go through the whole. We'll cross the. For the meanwhile, just take my word for it. You read through the Gemara in Chesem Beis, you'll see that's where this Rashi in Chesem Beis, it has a context. And the context is in the Shaklut Hari of the Gemara, it's on that side of the Bayah that Tzuris that are Mishunah are Regel, by virtue of being Tzuris, they become Regel, and they're not Karen. So Rashi is saying, well, the same way if it's that Tzuris is by definition Regel, and therefore it's not Karen, so by definition it's Tzuris, and it can't be Shem. On that side of Rava's Bayah, that Tzuris that are Mishunah become Karen and are no longer Tzuris. So by the same token, they would be tzuris where he's nene would be shame, and they wouldn't be tzuris. And as if it wasn't complicated enough, but another slight layer of complication. But we're going to be living with this for a while, so it's okay. It's our first exposure. The Gemara and Daf Yud Tes Lamed Aleph. The Gemara has a bayah. The fourth line. Bayah Rav Ashi. Yei Shini Litzaris LeRavi Anesek Kol Ein Shini Litzaris LeRavi Anesek. If the behemoth was matas saris in a way that's mashuna, does it go down to a quarter of Anesek? Because it's a double whammy. It's saris, but it's also karen. So maybe instead of being chatzin esek, it should be a half times a half. It should be a quarter of Anesek. Also Bible issue. So 1 second. You just told me that it can't be both. It can't be saris and... It can't be both. There's no such thing. If it's saris, it's regular. It can't be saris and karen. We're not sure which one it is. If it's saris and not karen. If it's karen, it's not saris. Here we have a Gemara that seems to say you can have saris of karen. We're not sure if it goes down to Rabbi Nezik or not, but there seems to be a possibility it goes down to Rabbi Nezik. That sounds like Tosfos that you could have saris of shen, you could have saris of karen. But according to Rashi, you know, Rav and Abaya can be one or the other. We're not sure which. You know, Rav and Abaya, when you have Tzoris, it's Mishun, is it Karen, and then it's not regular, or is it Reg? Or is it, and then it's not Tzoris, or is it Tzoris, and then it's not Karen? But here it seems to be it could be both. The answer is that if you look in the Gemara Daf Yud Tes Amud Beis, no. I'm sorry, in the Hemshif, the Gemara Yud Tes Amud Aleph, the Gemara asks, Tishit Lemi de Rova. Let's bring a riot to Rav Ashi's Baya from Rova. The boy Rova Yesh Hadol Tzoris and Hadol Tzoris. Rova asked, is it Hadol by Tzoris? Mechlau de Ein Shinui. That only makes sense if Ein Shinui Tzoris. We'll explain in a second. The Gemara answers, Rova Intim Tzolaymer Koma. Rova's Baya is an Intim Tzolaymer and Rav Ashi's Baya. Intim Tzolaymer Ein Shinui. Then we declare Yesh Hadol Ein Hadol Teku. Rav Ashi's baya, the way the bias are structured, Rava's baya is in Tim Soleim relationship to Rav Ashi's baya. So to make a long story short, because we're going to have to learn, but the pashtus according to Mishnah Kama Rashi, the way the sugya seems to be set up is, we'll start with Rav Ashi. We'll work backwards. We'll start with Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi said, Rav Ashi had a tzad that yesh shini l'tzoris to Rav Yonesek. Rav Ashi certainly was entertaining that tzoris could also be karen. The same way you have Tzoris of Regal, you can have Tzoris of Karen. And Tzoris of Karen will be Rav Yonesek. That was certainly one side of Rav Ashi's bayah. And if that's true, then L'chora, if you can have Tzoris for Karen, and I would imagine you can have Tzoris for Shane also. L'chora, it should be the same thing. And that side of Rav Ashi's bayah, yes, you could have Tzoris of Karen, and you could have Tzoris of Shane. That's exactly the side of Yesh Shinu L'Tzoris, the Rav Yonesek. But the other side of Rashi's bio, Rashi in the Mishnah Kama is going to learn, is that maybe those two things, there's no tzoris, there's no shino, the tzoris, the reveal of Nezek, precisely because it can't be Karen and tzoris. It's not so clear what the terms of Rashi's bio was, what's the sort of his bio, but according to Rashi in the Mishnah Kama, I think we are going to have to say, that's exactly his bio. Can something be both tzoris and Karen, in which case the chiyuv will be 50% times 50%, the 25%. Or maybe, no, it can't be Tzoris and Karen. Either it's Tzoris and it's 50%, or it's Karen and it's 50%, but it's not Tzoris of Karen and 25%. That was Rav Ashi's bayah. Rava comes along and says, Im Timtza Loimar, like that side of Rav Ashi's bayah, that it can't be Tzoris and Karen at the same time, and therefore it's not 25%, it's only 50%, because if it's Tzoris, it's not Karen, and if it's Karen, it's not Tzoris. Well, which one is it? Is it Tzoris and not Karen, or is it Karen and not Tzoris? What's the nafkamina? That's 50% either way. The nafkamina is for Hadar. If it's Karen, then after 3 times it'll become 100%. If it's Tzoris, then even after 10 times it won't be 100%. That's Rava's baya. Rava's baya l'chor is not nifshat. And then when Rashi said, and when he was talking about Hanadol and Hafelis Glolim, that if it's Tzoris, it's not Shein, Rashi means, because that's the chesed of the sugya there in the chesed base, on that side that ain hadol it tzoris, that if it's tzoris, it's not keren. So then, if it's in the tzoris, it's not shein either. That's the structure of the sugya according to Rashi in the Lishna Kama. So therefore, this Rashi that we saw in the chesed of the base, who seems to say that if it's tzoris, it's not shein. That's how we've been quoting Rashi. If it's tzoris, it's not shein. And that's first of all, that's Rashi in the Lishna. That's Rashi. That's the Lishna Kama Rashi. Okay? That he has this notion in the sugya that that's where he learned the Bayi Geisha Dola Tzeres. And it's not so poshut. You can't just walk around and say Rashi Shita is that if it's Tzeres, it's not shame. Rashi Shita is that that's the Bayi of Rabba. The Bayi Geisha Dola Tzeres is Tzeres not, therefore not Karen, or is it Karen and therefore not Tzeres? The same thing by shame. Those are the two sonim of Rava's Baya. Rashi and Nafi Ches is talking on that side of Rava's Baya, because that's the Cheshvan of the Sugya over there. And that in turn is not even so poshut, because that's all predicated on an Intim Suleimer in Ravashi. Because Ravashi actually had a tzad that maybe something could be Tzores and Karen at the same time and be 25%. But Rava said Intim Suleimer that it can't, and it's only 50% because it can't be Karen and Tzores. So then Rava said, well, okay, but is it Intim Suleimer? If it can't be Karen and Tzores at the same time, if it's one or the other, and therefore it's only 50%, but which one is it? Is it Tzores and therefore not Karen, or Karen and therefore not Tzores? And those are the Tutsanum of Rava's Bayit. That's what the Sugya looks like according to Rashi. So you see, this is a very interrelated Sugya. See, this Sugya of Tzores. I'm sort of trying to navigate where to stop for Yom Tov, because I don't want to be in the middle of all these complications and break for Yom Tov, so I'm going to try to manage that. But you should know, over Yom Tov maybe also is good. I say, through your testament base, it's like all one interlocking sugya. So at the very least, over the break, just try to see Gemarashi till the end of your testament, till the middle of your testament base, till the end of the sugya. And then also when at some point when you're learning the sugya, it's kedai to learn the whole sugya first with your chavrusa, like, you know, get a handle on the whole Gemara Rashi at least, on the whole, except it's more complicated because not only one Rashi, there's two Lashonis in Rashi. But get at least it's a complicated sugya, you know, because it's not easy sugya. But we'll see what we can do. I'll point out, though, one thing, a difficulty. Number one, so far in Rashi, again, this is basically most of what we've been doing now is the Lishna Kama Rashi. That there's this notion going around in the Sugya that if it's Tzeres, it's not Karen, if it's Karen, it's not Tzeres. In the Lishna Basa Rashi, there's none of that. In the Lishna Basa Rashi, the Gemara Shal Yesha Dola Tzeres is a pure Tzeres to Keshayla. There's three times Tzeres become Nezek Sholem. It's not really a Gemara about Tzeres that was. It looks different. You know, we're not going to worry now about Lishna Basa Rashi. Mostly Rashi throughout the whole Sugya is the Lishna Kama. So I think it's enough just right now. We'll just talk about the Lishna Kama. So according to Rashi, Lishna Kama, so we see how the Sugya is set up. It has this complicated structure that we have a Rashi by it, couldn't be both at the same time, and then Rova says, and that's how that it can't be both at the same time, so which one is it? And then the Rashi of Nafir Chesem based about the Rashi with Rabbeinu Chananel about Atalas Golem that says that if it's Shiris, it's not Shane, that's like that side of Rova's Bayah, which in turn is really only on one side of Rashi's Bayah. But that's this Rashi in Chesem based is like there a certain the logic tree of the sugya. Rashi has a certain location. What about Rabbeinu Chananel? Rabbeinu Chananel Daf Gimel says that Hatolas Glolim is shame. He learns Hittin for Paris that also told to the same creates of him. Rabbeinu Chananel learns he's talking about Hatolas Glolim. And why isn't it Tzeres? So Chara, the answer is like Rashi explains on behalf of Rabbeinu Chananel. Why is it not Tzeres? Because Yesh Hanol is Eikla. It's Shein, and if it's Shein, it's not Tzeres. But what isn't that Ravashi's bio? If something could be Karen and Tzeres at the same time, that was Ravashi's bio. Ravashi says that Yesh had sat to say that maybe Yesh Hinu the Tzeres there would be an Essek. That something could be Karen and Tzeres, it'll be 25%, you'll only have to pay 25%. So Ravashi apparently thought that there's at least a possibility that something could be Tzeres and Karen at the same time. Well, if it could be Tzeres and Karen at the same time, why can't it be Tzeres and Shane at the same time? So on Rashi and Daf Yud Ches, that's not a kasha. Because that Rashi is embedded in the structure of the sugya in Yudches and Yudtes and in Chanami. It's only going in Rava and one side of Rava, and the whole Rava is only on one side of Ravashi. So you can't say kasha from Ravashi's bio. Ravashi had a side that it could be Keren and Sharis at the same time. Yeah, but the Rashi in Yudches and Yudtes who says that if it's Sharis, it's not Shein, that's far away from Ravashi. That's only on the Intim Saliva. But it's not going to help for Rabbi Nechanan. Rabbi Nechanan is going in Gemara Dav Gimel. The Gemara says, "Bepshitos." Rav Papa said to the same Lav Yeshmim Kayetzbim, Yeshmim Lav Kayetzbim, and the Gemara says, "Rav Papa can't be talking about the Toldos of Shen because Toldos of Shen are Tinsa Peres Tana also, for example, and that's for sure Toldos Shen Kayetzbim. Maishna the Abed, Maishna the Toldos Abed, it's Nezek Shalom." What do you mean? What's so poshut? Why was it poshut the Gemara Dav Gimel that if it's Yeshan Ola Zeka that it can't be Tzoyus? You see in Daf Yutes that's Rav Ashi's bite. Something might be able to be tzuris and be karen at the same time. So how can the Gemara in Dav Gimel say b'pshitus that tin for peiris line also is nezik sholem is to the same koyetsi behem when a very similar case in Daf Yutes is actually a bay of Ravashi that Ravashi was never pushed. See here now the plot's thickening. On the one hand, we saw Rav Rashi that on Yudches and Beis, the Rashi we saw Rav Nachman and Rashi both agree that it can't be tzuris and chain at the same time. They just argue which one it is. Now it's turned. Now we've seen more. We see it's much more complicated than that. Rashi and Tosfos again. Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanan. Yes, they both agree it can't be tzuris and shein at the same time, and it's a question. But Rashi only said it in Rava, and he only said it in one side of Rava, which is only an intim tzolaymer from Rashi. So in Rashi, it's a very ambivalent statement. Rashi was saying that side of Rava that there's no hadol of tzuris. So then in that side of Rava, yes, it can't be Tzuris and Keren at the same time, and maybe and if it becomes Tzuris and not Keren, and presumably it becomes Tzuris and not the Shem. So there's no tension to Ravashi, because Rashi himself is embedded in the sugya that says that it's in Tim Sulaiman from Ravashi. But in Rabbeinu Chananel, it's much more problematic. Rabbeinu Chananel is more Dav Gimel, that says that he learns Tin for Peres Tanosa means Hatolos Glolim, and the reason why it's not Tzuris is because since it's Anor, so it's become Shein, and if it's Shein, it's not Tzuris. So in Rabbeinu Chananel, it's much more problematic. So how do you explain the Gemara Daf Yutes, where the Gemara has a bayah, whether where Ravashi has a tzad, that Yeshini Litzoros, there would be a nezik, that something could be tzoros and be karen at the same time? If it could be tzoros and karen at the same time, then why can't it be tzoros and shen at the same time? So that's a problem. I think here, this is what the Chur we have to say. Is that Rabbeinu Chananel held that to be Shein is a bigger steer to Tzuris than to be Keren? It could be Keren and Tzuris at the same time you could have, or at least Shinui and Tzuris. Yes, Shinui and Tzuris you could have. But Shein and Tzuris, that's a steer. What could be the same for that? So that, I thought, with the svara that I said at the beginning of Rabbeinu Chananel, that we could deploy that over here. That Rabbeinu Chananel's svara is, what's the svara in Rabbeinu Chananel that it can't be Shein and Tzuris? Rabbeinu Chananel learned, I suggested the other last week, that Rabbeinu Chananel learned the reason why if it's Shein is not Tzuris, is because Tzuris is a chisor in the tchuna ha-mechayevus of regal. The tchuna of mechayevus of regal is that it's dark olay l'chul azik, it's hezekam botzik. And Tzuris lacks, like we saw in the Rambam of the Perish Mishnah, is it lacks in the dark olay l'chul azik. Because it's not so much part of its helikor, it's a sort of byproduct of helikor. So it lacks in the dark olay l'chul azik. That's why it goes down to chatzin ezik. It's a weak regal, it's a shachar regal. But if it has the tchunu mechayevus of shame, then it's yeshan ol hazeka. In the yeshan ol hazeka, tzuris is not deficient. It's no less yeshan ol hazeka than any other shame. So once it has the tchunu mechayevus of shame, so then it's chayev al shame. So who cares that it's tzuris? Masha ain't can anymore daf yitesh of ashes by yeshin ol tzuris. That's a case where it doesn't have the tchunu mechayevus of shame. And here at the end, it doesn't even have the tchuna mechayevus of Keren. Because what's the tchuna mechayevus of Keren? What does Keren have that makes it more chayev or uniquely likely to be chayev? What's its chumrah? Kavanos l'hazik. The fact that Keren is mishune is a kula. It's a reason not to be chayev. That's your only chayev chatzinezik. Maybe vis-a-vis Rosh Hashanah, it's a chumrah. But normally, as far as chatzinezik is concerned, it's a kula. The tchuna mechayevus of Keren that makes it that you can't let out other mezikim from Keren because Keren has a chubur that other mezikim don't have is kavanos l'hazik. The case of where the behema kicked Tzuris, is that kavanos l'hazik? Not so clear. Mr. Zalman says that he thinks it's not kavanos l'hazik, but the behema doesn't know that by kicking the Tzuris is going to be mazik something. But the behema is absurd, unless it's a virtuoso, the behema knows by kicking the Tzuris, it's not likely. So it's mishunah. But it's not coming us to the Hazik. So it doesn't have the Tchun of Mechayev as a Kerah. So it has the Kul of Kerah that is Chatzin Nezek. Yeah, it's Meshun, it's Chatzin Nezek. But the Tchun of Mechayev has to be the Tchun of Mechayev as a Regal. The Tchun of Mechayev as a Regal is Tzuris, it's a Shachar Regal. So theoretically, it could be Tzuris and it could be Meshun at the same time.
What about Be'ita?
Even Be'ita, if it kicked another behemoth, that's coming us to the Hazik. Or it kicked the Kli, so that's coming us to the Hazik. It wants to break the Kli.
So it knows. If, and
they
realize that
it
actually can be
Mazik Kli. Yeah, no, if Ahima kicks a Kli, then we know that it wanted to break the Kli. But if Ahima kicked a stone and the stone went off and it flew off and then it was Mazik Kli, so that's also Kavanos Lazik. But the Ahima was aiming at the Kli. That's pretty good for Ahima. So that's I put it on my own also. I mean, intuitively, it seems likely, but that's not cool. Unless maybe you say, no, it's Kavanos Lazik, it wants to break the Tzuris. Maybe it's made of the stone. And then that's already called Kavanos Lahazik. But Akopani, certainly, Nitin Leomer, that Bato, that's the case of Shinu Tzuris, they kicked the Tzuris, that's not called Kavanos Lahazik. So it doesn't have the Tchun Mechayavis of Regal, it certainly doesn't have the Tchun Mechayavis of Shem. What it has is the Tchun Mechayavis of Regal, and it's Darka Leilach Lahazik, but it's Darka Leilach Hazik, but it's Tzuris, it's a Shracha Darka Leilach Lahazik. So there already, it could be Tzuris and it could be Mishun at the same time. So there are more things. It's Tzuris. The Tchun Mechayavis is very weak. And it's also Mishunah, which is another reason to be Chatzin Ezek. So maybe you should go down to 25%. There's no steer between Shreiris and being Mishunah. But Shein, that has its own Tchunah Mechayem V'Sivei Shana L'Azekah, that Rabbeinu Chanan holds that it can't also be Tzuris. Okay, I'm trying to cram in a lot of things into a small amount of time, but Alin Yoneinu, what should be the takeaway over here? I mean, a chanan on the side. So first of all, the takeaway is that we have shittas hatosfos. So all shittas hatosfos is that you can have shein tzuris and shein deregel, and you can have tzuris to shein the same way you have tzuris deregel, and that's the case of chazir hanover. Tzuris is not unique deregel; you have tzuris by shein also. That by tosfos is dover proshut. That's the brisa. It's a brisa. Chazir hanover is tzuris to shein, not a bay in the gemara. It's a brisa mefureshes. The Chazir HaNoiver is called Tzuris because there's such a thing as Tzuris to Shein as much as the Tzuris to Reza. Yeah, you could already chesmen out that Tosfos L'Shitosam, that the Gemara of Yesh Hadol L'Tzuris, which Rashi in the Lishna Kama learns, now we don't have to bury all the way into the Chesmenes, just Kitzur. This, the Gemara of Yesh Hadol L'Tzuris, Rashi and Lishna Kama learned, is a fancy Gemara about is it Keren or is it Tzuris? If it's Keren, then it could have Ador. If it's Tzuris and it's not Keren, then it can't have Ador. That Rashi and Lishna Kama is based on this whole notion that Tzuris and Keren are antithetical, which is in turn an interesting from Rashi. We don't have to go into that again. But according to Lishna Kama Rashi, we have this idea that if Tzuris and Keren to be at the same time, Tzuris and Keren is it can't be both. So the Shalav Yesh Hadol L'Tzuris is, which is it? Is it Tzuris or is it Keren? Is it Keren or is it Tzuris? But you see, Tosfos is very comfortable with saying that Tzuris could be Shein. And he doesn't have any problem with Tzuris being Shein. If Tzuris could be Shein, why can't Tzuris be Keren? The answer is an economic. Tosfos L'Shitosom, that the Gemara of Yesh Hadol L'Tzuris, he learns like the Lishna Basa Rashi, that it's nothing to do with Shinui, it's not a case of Keren at all, it's just a regular, ordinary, plain vanilla Tzuris. And the Gemara says, "Sad that three times Tzuris you graduate to being a Chayim Nezek Sholem. Just like after three times Keren, you graduate to being Nezek Sholem. So Tzuris is also a Chatzin Nezek. And after three times the behemoth graduates, they're having Nezek Sholem for Tzuris. And it's nothing to do with Tzuris of Keren because it's not talking about Tzuris of Keren. It's not talking about Be'ita. It's not talking about Mishinui. It's a local, self-contained issue. What happens after the Tzuris?" It gets to the last row, does Tzuris could graduate to being Nezek Sholem? It's a self-contained sugya, nothing to do with these issues. And if Rashi's by Yeshin Tzuris, Tosfos Bali, you're also going to have to learn some other way. That the Shal is not, can it be Keren and Tzuris? Of course it could be Keren and Tzuris. If it could be Shen and Tzuris, why can't it be Keren and Tzuris? So what's the Shal that doesn't go down to 25%? Tosfos Bali learned that some Tashlum at the Keshal. Is there such a thing as 25%? Is 50% times 50% 25%? Or maybe no, it's just two ways to be 50% and it stays at 50%. But Bekitzer, according to Tosfos, there's no discussion. You see, it's a brisa mefureshes that there could be tzuris by other ovos too. It's not limited to Regel. It could be by Shane. Zumut could be by Shane. It could be by Karen also. All right, what about these Gemaras that we looked at before, Rava or Ravashi and so on? So Rava, no problem. Tosfos learns like a list of Asa. Rava is not talking about Tzoris of Karen. He's talking about plain ordinary Tzoris, and it's a local, self-contained Shiloh. What happens to Tzoris after three times? And Ravashi's bayah about Yeshinu Tzoris the Rabbi Nesek. If something is Tzoris and it's Mishunah, does it go down to 25%? Tosfos word. Ravashi's question is not, can it beat Tzoris and Karen? That's what we learned to Ravashi. But Ravashi's question was, can it beat Tzoris and Karen? And that was the two sides of the same. Now that's. And decide that it can't, and Rava said, well, which one is it? Taisa doesn't have any of that. About it could be Tzoris and Karen. It could be Tzoris and Shane. It could be Tzoris and Karen. So what's the Shaila? Does it go down to 25%? Why shouldn't it go down to 25%? It's Tzoris and it's Karen. 50% to 50% is 25. So without going into anything, the Stama, you can learn the Bai over there differently. That's not a Shaila. Of course it's Tzoris and it's Karen. But the Shaila is, what happens to something that's Tzoris and Karen? Do I say, so now it's 50% of 50%? Do I say, no, it's 50%, and then there's another reason for being 50%. 50% times 50% is still 50%. And that's the value of Rav Ashi. So B'kitzer, Tosfos Shita is throughout the whole sugya, is that Tosfos holds, there's no problem, Tzoris is not unique to Regel, Tzoris is quite comfortable being Shane, it's quite comfortable being Karen, and everything follows from that. So this is very important, Tosfos going out, going through the whole sugya. This is Shita of Tosfos. Shita's Rashi, Shitas Rashi is that there is an issue in Tzoris also being Shane. Therefore, Chazir HaNoiver, Rashi learns, is not the issue. The chiddush of Chazir HaNoiver is not that it's the point of Chazir HaNoiver is not that it's Shane. Maybe it's not. If it's Tzoris, maybe it's not Shane. So what's the chiddush of Chazir HaNoiver also? So what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of Chazir HaNoiver? If it's not Tzoris, the Shane. So what's the chiddush? Rashi, the chiddush is, it was it nose, not it's foot. Maybe nose, maybe you can't do tzoris with your nose. No, you can do tzoris with your nose too. But that's all. It's nothing about tzoris to shen. Because who says there's such a thing as tzoris to shen? Rashi Nechesan Bey says, there's no such thing as tzoris to shen. If it's tzoris, it's not shen. But we now have a more sophisticated understanding of that Rashi. The Rashi doesn't, you can't just quote that Rashi as if it came down from Harsinai. That Rashi is on one side of Rava's bayo, which in turn is on one side of Rav Ashi's bayo. Rav Ashi had a bayah yeshinu l'soris the Revi Nezik, which Rashi understands to mean, can something be soris and Karen at the same time, and then it's Revi Nezik, or do we say no? If it's soris, it's not Karen. If it's Karen, it's not soris. Im timtzel loymer, like that second side, that if it's soris, not Karen. If it's Karen, it's not soris. Then Rava in turn has a bayah. Well, which one is it? Is it Karen or is it soris? Either way, it's 50%. But the nafkah minu be for adah. That's the Rashi. And then we have this Rabbeinu Chananel, which is. And we have this Rabbeinu Chananel, Daf Gimel, who seems to hold that it can't be, that if it's Shane, it's not Tzoris. And that's not even like a bayah. You know, this is a pshitus in the Gemara. If it's Shane, it's not Tzoris. And that's a problem. So how does he read the Gemara of Ravashi? Ravashi seems to have, at least have one side that something could be Tzoris and Karen. If it's not both sides of Ravashi, it's at least one side of Ravashi. Something could be Yerubi and Esek. Yerubi and Esek means it's Tzoris and it's Karen. If it's Tzoris and it's Karen, so you see there could at least one side in Ravashi that it could be Tzoris and Karen. But that's 25%. So how can the Gemara Daf Gimel say Bepshitos Kiyilu? Nobody argues on this that Hatolas Glola and it's Shane and it's totally same Koyetzim and it's 100%. So that I want to say Torah. You know, we're not committed to the Torah, but maybe we could say Torah that with this Tchuna Machayevus fancy business that there it's the Tchuna Machayevus of Shane means it doesn't have the concern of Tzoris, but in the Gemara Daf Ravashi's case it doesn't have the Tchuna Machayevus of Karen. It has the chisroinus of Karen, but not the malus of Karen. The tchuna mechayevus is a regular tchuna mechayevus, since it's tzoris, so it's still going to be tzoris. Yeah, we'll have to see going forward whether that fancy pair is going to be able to survive. We'll see. Survival. We'll see if it works. If it continues to help. One last thing, and then we'll stop. Oh, it's really late. Well, just one last idea. So we see at least Rashi and Melush Nakama has this notion that if it's that something, if it's Tzoris, that takes it out of the Toldo Shen and makes it into Tzoris. Now it's regular. I mean, that's what Rashi says in Yuchesim Beis. Toldo's Glolam, even though the Behem has Hanoah, and it ought to be Shen, but since it's Tzoris, it's not Shen. So again, now we have to, every time we quote that Rashi, now we have to have an asterisk. It's only one side of Rova, which is only one side of Ravashi, but at least there's one side of Rava, which is one side of Ravashi, that it's that Tzoris by definition is Tzoris and therefore not Shem. Because it's Tzoris, it's not Shem. Reb Barber in Simon Yutes brings from Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim said, "Pshat in this." Now, actually, Reb Chaim wasn't talking about the Rashi. Reb Chaim was talking about the Rambam. And the Rambam also finds a similar thing. We're not going to get into. The Rambam has a similar idea that if you have tsroris that's mishuna, so it's the Rambam says that it's regel and you're potter b'shus haram. It's connected to all of this, you know. Whether Imamish tracks Rashi totally, we'll worry about later. But it's a similar idea. Because it's tsroris, it's not keren. And because it's not keren, so therefore you are potter b'shus haram. But it's very, obviously very similar to this Rashi. If it's tsroris, it's not shen. If it's tsroris, it's not keren. Being tsroris takes it out of being some other av, which it ought to be by its external features. It ought to be keren. It's mishunah. It ought to be keren. It ought to be shein. It's yesh and olah shein. But no, because it's tsroris, so by definition, it goes out of the other thing. So Bachbe says there. Rav Chaim said pshat in this shita, and Rav Chaim's vortal here. This is a very important. Rav Chaim's language is very important. It's mamash a big window to understanding this. Rav Chaim said the pshat in the Rambam, and by extension, pshat in the Lishna Kama Rashi, the way to understand it is that tsroris is a mazik mechudosh. It's not regal, but at a second remove. It's a new shem mazik. Which the Torah said, halacha l'moshim Sinai is considered to be a total of regal. But it's a shem mazik b'fnei asim. And therefore, it doesn't matter if it quacks and walks like Karen. It's Mishunah, it should be Karen. It's Mishunah. Mishunah is Karen. It doesn't matter if it's Yeshan Ola Zeko. But since it's Tsuris, so it's a new Shem Mazik of Tsuris. And the Shem Mazik of Tsuris, the Torah said in the Lachal Moshim Sinai, the Torah said the new Shem Mazik of Tsuris is a total rebel. Meaning it has Hilchas Regla. What does it mean it's a total rebel? It means it has Hilchas Regla, it has Hilchas Tashlum in the Regla. Because otherwise, the emphasis is implicit in the whole Rashi. Otherwise, it's very hard to understand. It has all the tchunas of Shem. Sheish Anola Zeko, L'chor has the tchunas of Hatolos Glolim. Hatolos Glolim has the tchunas, it's mamish like Shem. Sheish Anola Zeko, it's exactly Shem. It's not Derech Hilucho, it's Sheish Anola Zeko, it's Shem. Or Bata, or Chaim assumes that it has all the tchunas of Karen. Maybe with what I've said before, it's not Kavanos Lazik, which is what we can play with. But Chaim used to assume all of these cases. What it says in the Rambam, what it says in the Rashi is that all of these cases, even though this particular case, by every other criterion, ought to be labeled something else than regal, it ought to be labeled Keren because it's Mishunah, it ought to be labeled Shem because it's Yeshan or Lezeko, it's not labeled any of those things. It has a new Shem Mazik of Tsuris. Since it's Aliday Tsuris. And the Torah said that Tsuris is a total regal. That's halacha moshim sin. That tzaris is told of regel, and Bailey has hilchas regel. At kind of Rav Chaim. Yet l'chor, that's implicit in this whole approach, this whole notion that once something is tzaris by definition, it can't be shei. But once something is tzaris by definition, it can't be keren. It's very hard to understand why what that is. And how did it become regel? It's not regel. It's not like regel. It's like keren. It's like shei. So that's Rav Chaim's idea. It's not like anything. It's like tzaris. And tzaris, rachman omer, the tzaris is told of regel. And we'll see going. We'll see Lashonis of Rashi very much that Hilchus of the Miriel that Tzoris is a total rebbe. That's cool for what it says in Hilchus that Tzoris is this new thing, and Hilchus of the Miriel that it's rebbe. Yeah, except that now again we have to put the asterisk in according to Rashi. According to that side, and Rashi's by it, that it can't be a Tzoris of Keren. Rashi wasn't so sure, but that side of Rashi's by is that the Hilchus of the Miriel is that it's a total of. It has to be a total of regular. It can't be a total of Keren. Okay, I'll stop here.
Either it's a or can't be. Can't be.